Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is David Sterry, also known as Weeks. Today's episode is about Rhythmbox and using it to stream music and audio from one computer in your house to many others. Now, this setup came from the idea that I've executed several times of copying all my music to different places, realizing that I may have downloaded some music to one place, not to another, and then somehow having to merge it later. It's an actual complete nightmare. So this time I decided I would just put all my music on one computer, call that the server, and share it to the other computers in my home. So what I've done is in my home I have one Windows XP laptop, and I have three Hardy desktops. One of the Hardy desktops has two hard drives in it, and I do the simple RAID, I guess, just doing rsync from one to the other, so I know I'm not going to lose any data on that. So basically, on that computer, I've got Rhythmbox. It's cataloging all my music, also cataloging some podcasts that I have downloading on a daily basis using Bashpotter. So what I've done then is I've got that copy Rhythmbox there, and I went into the Edit menu, into Plugins, and I checked the box next to DAP Music Sharing. Then I click Configure, and you just check the box saying Share My Music. And I didn't require a password because this is within my home, and I have a NAT router, so I don't think anybody's going to be hacking into my network to listen to my music. So that's the setup on the server. I mean, that was it. Then what you do is you go to your other computers, other Hardy desktops, anything that can run Rhythmbox pretty much, go there, go into the File menu, hit Connect to DAP Share, and then you just put in the name or IP address of your Rhythmbox server there, and it will start to pull down the list of files and songs and podcasts, whatever Rhythmbox has within it, you can get this way, and just listen to it freely, build your own queues locally, and enjoy. Also, iTunes on Windows XP or Mac will look through the network for DAP shares. So I've noticed that my music is available if I happen to open up iTunes on a computer, that it's there as well. So this is about the simplest way you could possibly share music. I've tried other ways, like using Edna. This is a Python script, using Winamp. But basically, nothing really beats this situation. And I've noticed it's very stable, plays forever. I don't run into any stuttering issues. It's not dependent on another protocol like Samba or even SSHFS. So basically, go to it. Just set up Rhythmbox, put all your music in one place, make sure it's backed up, and then feel free to access it from wherever. You could even, if you got a good internet connection, open a port on your router, set a password, yada yada. You're listening to your music from wherever you want in the world. So that's kind of a neat idea too. Haven't tried it, but let's call that a homework assignment. Okay, well, that's it for this episode of Hacker Public Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in, and keep hacking.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.